Just first things first, obviously we've grown up in the same town. We've known each other, I think, since like first or second grade. What was it like growing up in New Jersey and like specific, or Kinnelon, New Jersey, and specifically with like sports and things like that in Kinnelon?
Well, for Kinnelon, you know, Zach, you know, it's definitely a smaller town. So it was a cool experience because I was kind of like the big fish in the small pond kind of thing. So it was a really fun experience. I play alongside you at one point. You know,
back I'm glad you remember that.
Yeah, that was fun. And, you know, it was cool. It's just like, it's such a small town vibe, and just like everyone like knew the team, and it was cool. I really enjoyed it, you know?
Yeah. If we have some time at the end, I'll tell you my first story that I remember with you, which I've never told you. Sorry, I'll tell you at the end if we have some time, but it's a funny story, but you go down.
Seamus, I haven't known you as long. I've only met you once, but it was
I feel like I've known you my whole life, man.
Yeah, I know. So how'd you discover football, and what influence, if you had any, pushed you for the love of the game? Because you got to have some sort of love if you played it your whole life and you're playing in college.
So. Yes. Yeah, man. So growing up, my parents, they tried to expose me and my brothers to like every sport possible. At one point, I was doing lacrosse and track, or baseball and lacrosse, and soccer and football. And then at the end of the day, just like I figured that, like, I just loved football the most out of all of it. Like I could have found a way to play lacrosse in college too, but I just love football more than any of the other sports I played. And the influence I had, I would say, was probably be as far as playing, probably my dad, because he played in Kinnelon. And to kind of follow in his footsteps is pretty cool. But then growing up, like through high school, my brother Liam, definitely, me and him were both really into it. And we worked out together. We played in high school for 2 years and then again in college at Montclair. But he really pushed me and I pushed him to be the best players we could be.
Runs in the blood.
Yeah, man. He just graduated high school. He's going to Plymouth State.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so.
That Nelson blood's thick, man. It's thick.
Yeah. All different style players. You know, Liam, he's shorter, but a lot bigger than both me and Riley. And Riley, he's a little skinnier, but he's faster. And then I'm kind of like in between a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool.
But the most handsome.
Of course. I don't want to sound like I had too big a head over here. But
so talk about your high school career. I mean, you kind of – talked about it a little bit already, but go dive right into it. Let's hear about it. How did it go? Are you satisfied with your college career? Did you leave your legacy at Kinnelon, New Jersey? Just talk about it.
Yeah. So yeah, high school, it was really fun. I mean, going to such a small school, I was able to play varsity from freshman year through senior year. And, you know, just through the years, just like developing the relationships I've had with some of the people that I still talk to years later, like freshman year, you know, we actually just won states the year prior. So I was in eighth grade and there's huge expectations, and it was an honor to be a part of that team, because like people were expecting us to be like really good. And like, it was an honor just even get on the field. And then that year didn't pan out as everybody expected. And then the following year, sophomore year, we, nobody expected anything. And then that was one of the best high school teams I've been a part of. We went 7-3, I only played defense, but our offense is really good. And then again, I was playing alongside my brother, and him being on the field, and I was also really good friends with a lot of his friends, because there's only 2 year age difference. So we would all hang out, and that was really fun. Then junior year, we didn't have that. We went 2-8, but it was all really close games. And that's the first year where I really, kind of exploded as a player. I took the off season real seriously with one of my coaches. He was a personal trainer, so he helped me out. And junior year is when I really started getting noticed. I got a couple of accolades, and it was a lot of fun. I played offense and defense, and it was a great experience. Even though the team didn't shine, you know, I was still able to get noticed. And senior year, we had high expectations. We didn't meet them. We went 6-4, but it was still a really fun year. And just, I mean, football, it's more just about the relationships that I form. Like, playing is playing, but then there's just nothing quite like playing in the trenches with your brothers out there. So that was my high school experience. I'm not too satisfied, because even though I did do well personally, we never made the playoffs, and we did expect to multiple times, and we never got to it. But I'm satisfied personally, you know, maybe not as a football player, but as a person, I am.
All right.
For sure. And then that brings us right to the recruiting process. So you're getting noticed junior year, obviously, playing all the time. What was the recruiting process like for you? Because, like, I remember, like, a few things from when you were, like, a senior and stuff, but, like, what was the recruiting process like?
Yeah, so I did, going into junior years when I started doing some camps to try and get my name out there for colleges, and after my junior season, that was one of my best years as a high school player. I got noticed from FCS and FBS schools, and then I did get looks, and then none of them really panned out towards the end. So then senior year came around, I was still kind of looking for a home, and then I was getting courted by a bunch of these smaller D3 schools, and eventually the most reasonable decision ended up being Montclair, and I'm glad it was, because I've loved my time there, and they're close to home. They're like 20 minutes away from where I live, and my older brother was there too, Liam, and I felt like it was just the home away from home right off the bat. So the recruitment process was a little shaky for me, because I was kind of scrambling. I didn't commit to, the deadline's what, May 1st, and I didn't commit to Montclair till like May 5th. Like, it was super last minute, and like, I'm glad it worked out the way it did, though.
Yeah, dude, thank God, man. That must have been so stressful, that 4 days.
Oh, yeah, bro. I was just waiting. Just like, there's nothing I could have done but just wait, because I was trying to hear back from other schools, and like, then nothing ended up happening. And then Montclair, they pulled through at the end, and they're you know, dominating the rough for me.
Yeah, thank God, man.
Yeah.
And the only thing that matters is you find that home that you can call home for 4 years, right?
Yeah, man. And about to finish up my fourth year now. I mean, sucks what's going on with the virus and everything, but, you know, we'll make the best of it.
Yeah, exactly. We're all in the same boat on that one, so.
Yeah, man. How's you're going to be a senior too, right?
Yep.
Are they saying for spring, or are they suspending it? Like, what's the plan?
We're going spring right now. We're going to practice in the fall. We're going to try to at least, but we're going spring, and that's all we know is just hope for the spring.
Yeah, there's like no specifics or anything. It's just like, oh, yeah, spring, hopefully. And it's like, all right.
Yeah, kind of just all up in the air, but they're like, okay, spring, and that's what we're hoping for. So,
yeah.
Fingers crossed that works out.
Right.
So, like, you kind of touched upon, like, the factors that played into Montclair State. So, but what made you play outside linebacker in college? Because you said you played offense, but really you played running back, receiver. Did you play offensive line at one point too? Like, you played everything. So what made you be offensive line or outside linebacker?
Yeah, I bounced around a lot. I in high school I played almost every position. I played tackle, tight end, wide receiver, running back. Then on defense, all over linebacker, a little bit of safety, all that. But then actually I got recruited from my tight end, wide receiver, and then going into camp, we're about a week and a half, 2 weeks from camp starting, and I get a text from my coach, the recruiter, Coach Palazzo, and he goes, "How do you feel about playing outside linebacker?" I'm like, "Whatever gets me on the field fastest, coach." And he's just like, "All right, great." And that was my story going outside linebacker, and I'm glad it worked out that way too, because mentally, when I'm on the field, I'm a lot more aggressive, and I feel like defense really complements that really well, because I can just go do my thing, do my job, and then just be a player out there. When you know, offense is a little more finesse, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. And knowing you, that like fits your personality, so it's kind of funny to me that you saying that now, that you're like, yeah, they like, originally I was going to be a wide receiver, but like, you are, like, when I play other sports with you, like, you're a pretty aggressive guy, so like, it's like not surprising to me at all.
Yeah.
So, clearly me and you, we've went through a on-field transition from high school to college. Zach, maybe not so much. You want to just talk about your on-field transition from high school to college? Because everyone has their own story about it. Everyone handles it differently. I know my story is going to be completely different than yours. So
yeah, right. So I would I'll give you the story I remember specifically. So just going in high school, like in Killon, like I said, we're a really small school, so we played other really small schools. So I didn't really understand how much talent really was out there, because obviously I played against some really good talent in high school, but like you guys know, college is a completely different animal. And I was on scout team playing against the first offense, and there's this, I forget who it was, and he was running across the middle on a shallow route, and I was playing middle linebacker, and I hit this kid, I thought, as hard as I could, and then like I hit him, and then like my neck hurts. I'm like, oh, like that was probably a sick hit. And then like I look on film, just looks like nothing. Like I don't know if I hit him wrong or something, but just my transition, it was really like helped me understand just how many good players there really are out there. And as far as division goes, D1, D2, D3, there's just a lot of talent at every single level, and it's just a matter if you get the right looks sometimes, you know. And that I would just say that really just covers it, man. Just the college is a completely different ball game.
Oh yeah, everyone starts on the practice squad and's got to work their way up, no matter who you are.
What I think I was with you when we found this out, but last year I believe I was at your house. What was it like becoming first team all D for the NJAC? Because NJAC is one of the biggest D3 divisions there is. So what was that like?
Yeah, man, it was truly an honor, and I'm not gonna lie, I didn't expect it, because I knew the awards were coming out, and then I was at work, and then my older brother Liam, he's still pretty involved. He actually helped coach at Montclair for his fifth year, and he texted me. He said, "Congrats!" I'm like, "For what?" He's like, "For check the teams." I was like, "All right," so I checked it, and I saw I got first, and like I said, I was expecting like maybe like second, third, maybe honorable mention. And when I saw I got first, I was like, oh, wow, like Liam, why do you think I got it? And he kind of explained to me, like, even though I wasn't as flashy on the field, like, I was still a player to take account for. And that kind of helped me realize that, like, some of these coaches, they see more in players than the players do. You know, like the players, they want to see like the flashy, like huge hits or the like sick one-handed catches. But like at the end of the day, like being a player, there's more to it. You gotta know what you're doing on the field at all times. Just do your job at all times. And being named first team really gave me a sense of gratitude that other people noticed what I was doing out there. So,
just in every sport, it's about getting it done. So like for basketball, like I remember, if you remember Shane Battier. Like his stats were like never flashy, but they'd always say, they'd be like, I don't know what it is, but every time he's on the court, like the team is better in like every single way. We don't know why, but that's just how it is. So like, it's probably what you were like stats don't tell the whole story, but like watching the game, like you can see, oh my God, like this guy's a beast.
Right.
But yeah.
So as a student athlete going through this crazy time in the country and around the world, you know, as known as COVID-19, how are you handling it? How have you been doing it as a student, as an athlete, just how you've been doing with it?
Obviously it's uncharted territory for almost everybody. You know, I've just been trying to handle it as best as I can. Obviously been trying to practice social distancing as best as I can, you know, trying to be clean and stuff. But as a student athlete, you know, obviously lifting has been hard as far as trying to get into the gym. But I mean, recently things have gotten better, and thank God for my two good friends, Zach and Matt, where we were able to, you know, and you made an appearance too. Yeah, we were able to go to a small gym in Wayne and get some work in there. But, you know, it's just been so different, and handling the virus itself has been tough. But as far as the way it affected me in school and in sports, you know, it's just completely different. And I think we did a good job as far as Montclair goes, good job handling it and making sure everybody gets their schoolwork done because it was tough for everybody. And the team had one of the highest GPAs it's had in years, which I'm really proud of my guys for. And I'm sure all my guys have been working out as well. We keep in contact. And I think we've been handling it really well. And me personally, you know, I think I know the best way I could.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And shout out to the dojo.
Shout out to the
dojo.
Dojo, fun, baby.
And actually, I got another question for you. Are you going back in the fall?
Yeah. Are you asking me, Dom?
Yeah.
I'm going back, but I got a house off campus. Okay. So I'm already tied into the lease there. So I'm going to it's only 20 minutes from home, so I'll probably be bouncing around a little bit because there's really no point for me to be on campus as of right now. But we are going to start up practice, hopefully, later in the semester. But, yeah, I'll be around. Be around campus.
So, same deal of what's going on at Nichols. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But I've talked about this with you specifically before, but like you're in a situation right now, Seamus, where it's just like a lot of student athletes are going through this. They're thinking, what should I do with like my eligibility and things like that? So what kind of decisions do you as a high impact player have for your last year of eligibility? Because you have so many options. Like we've talked about before, but like there's probably so many people like you. Like what is your thought process right now?
Yeah, so the way I think about it, I went to Montclair for school first, you know, and I used football to get me into the best spot I can for academically. And I go to school for school, not for football. And I want to get my degree, so I'm going to take these two semesters and get it. And I'm here for the degree, obviously, but just having the success I've had in football has just been a blessing. And being able to get interviews like this, it's been awesome. But that for me, it's I want to get my degree, and with that extra year, I am looking into grad school. Not currently, but I have thought about it. Whether that's gonna look at Montclair, so maybe I could come back for a fifth year there. And if that doesn't work out, maybe I'll try to grad year somewhere. But definitely want try and stay at Montclair. But if I were to get that 1 year of eligibility left, it'd have to be a grad year because hopefully the spring works out. But I don't want to put off getting my undergrad any more than I have to.
Exactly. And I think that's like the smartest decision. But like one positive right now is that a lot of people are doing that grad year. So yeah, it's cool to get that extra year of school, but that extra year of being an athlete, but at the same time, you're going to be more educated and ready for the real world, which is also a huge plus.
Yeah, so, for sure.
Always help out. And then just in general, what advice do you have for upcoming college athletes?
I mean, specifically, especially during this time, man, just really remind yourself what you're doing it for. You're doing it for the love of the game, man. And, you know, going to college, it's going to be a tough ride, especially going in this situation where you're not going to be having a fall season almost everywhere. But the advice I have is just work every day and just try and get yourself ready because it's going to be here before you know it. And, you know, the fall semester is already here. And next thing you know, spring, we're going to hopefully be playing again. It's going to be here before you know it too. So I would just say to just prepare yourself, and you can do that from working out and just getting ready and get ready to be independent, man, because it's all on you in college. There's no one there to hold your hand. There's you don't got your parents, you know, keeping tabs on you or anything. So just remember what you're there for and be the best person you can be, man. And that would be my advice.
That was great advice, by the way.
Appreciate it.
A plus,
yeah.
Right, man.
Yeah, it took some feedback.
So I saw, me and Zach saw on social media that you were interviewed by NFL Draft Diamonds. And first of all, congrats on that. I hope it went well. But you want to talk about that and the whole experience?
Yeah, sure. So the writer, I believe his name was Justin Berendsden. His first name is Justin. He followed me on Instagram about 2 weeks prior to messaging me, and he messaged me. He said, "Hey, like I'd love to interview. Like I did my research on you. Like you seem like a good candidate to interview." I was just like, all right, like, and then I asked him a couple of questions because I wasn't sure how, because I didn't hear about it. And I'm like, what's the do you just interview like just random players, or is there like a criteria you have to meet? And he told me, he's like, yeah, we just, I found you and saw that you were a top player on your team in the conference. And you seem like I watched your film and you seem like a really good candidate for this. And I think you could play pro. And I was like, I was truly honored by that. And the interview went great. It was, the interview was over text, so I had some time to write down the questions. But it was a really cool experience. And I'm not gonna lie, some of the questions he asked me were pretty like shocking to me, because I didn't think he was asking me questions like NFL questions. I was just like, wow, like this could be a real thing. And since that interview, I've really started taking myself pretty serious. I mean, I have been taking myself seriously prior, but that interview really just like I said, people noticing, and the fact that like a writer like that was able to notice me, like really helped me realize like I got a real thing here that could be done. And it's motivated me, and I've been trying to use that motivation.
It was awesome when I first saw that. I was like, no way, because a kid that goes to Nichols, he got an interview on it too, and like he was a real deal. And honestly, like he was getting some calls from like the Patriots and stuff. But I mean, I don't know if you know more about Jake Wood's thing, Dom, but like that. So like I knew when I saw his draft, I was like, oh, this is like a legit interview that Seamus did. And your personality and flair in there.
So, oh yeah,
especially with the Irish one. I was like, hey, Irish brother.
Yeah, I had to throw. I didn't want to be too cookie cutter with it. You know, I had to spice stuff just a little bit, not too much to make myself look like a jerk, but enough to show I have some personality too.
Yeah, hey man, having a personality is like such a good thing. That's the only reason people talk to me. There's no other reason.
Yeah, at least I give you that.
I remember seeing that on Instagram. Zach posted on his story. Matt posted on your story. You posted it, and I was like, no freaking way. I was like, good for Seamus. I started scrolling through, and I found Jake Woods, and I think even JJ was on there too.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Yeah.
So I was like, there's a couple of names on there that I was like, all right, they went through this, and now you're going through it. So that was pretty cool to see you. So congratulations on that again.
Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate
it. Yeah, that was a legit interview. Like, that definitely wasn't – like, that's serious stuff. So, just got to keep working hard at the dojo, which brings me to – for both of us, we weren't able to work out at first during quarantine.
Right.
You were doing a little bit, I know. But what is your advice for kids who just don't have access to weights? Because, obviously, that's the best thing to do. But there's other ways to do it. You know, what's your advice?
Yeah, so before I was able to start lifting at the gym again, the dojo specifically, and me and my friend Jair, he just graduated. He was my captain. He was a year older than me, and he still lived at the house that I currently live in. And I'm like, man, like he's trying to play pro currently, and I'm wishing the best of luck for him, because I think he could definitely do it. I text him like, hey man, like, it's been 3 weeks since quarantine started. Like, I've just been sitting on my butt for the past, you know, past weeks, and I got to do something. So I texted him, and then he's like, oh yeah, man, like, come to the field. And then we just did a ton of field work. And my advice would just be to work with what you have, man, because, you know, if you don't have access to weights yet, football season's still just around the corner, even though it got pushed back, you know, just at least keep your stamina up, stretch, try and get, you know, if you find a hill, run that hill, man, and try and keep your heart rate up and get yourself in shape, because even if you won't be able to throw around a lot of weight, if you run around like a madman on the field, it won't mean anything, because, you know, sometimes weight room strength doesn't translate to football. So you better be in shape, man. So I would say just do your best to run around, call up some teammates, man, and just, you know, remember you're a football player first, or you're a student first, football player second, but always keep those priorities right, and make sure you're ready.
Yeah, awesome. That's fantastic.